Misericordia Domini, plena est terra, alleluia. Verbo Dei, celi firmati sunt, alleluia, alleluia.
Of July 2019. We will hear the next 4 days a speech I did in Austria about the theme God's love, the love of our Father, and our answer. It will be cut in 4 pieces to prepare the meditations from the 29 on to God Father, to be prepared to the feast of God Father. It's an internal feast we celebrate in our community. It starts at the 29. The feast will be at the 7th of August. Today we hear the first part. God's love and our answer. It's a very important theme. If we reflect about this, we will notice how important it is. We know God loved this world so much that he sent his own Son. And we have to reflect, it was not the moment of paradise. It was a moment when people were so far away from God. So we know that God sent his Son, that we are reconciled with him. But the whole existence of us is already talking about God's love. It is a great yes above our life to each life. So when we hear this and we can say this and add this, how horrible it is if we refuse life. God said yes to our existence, and he's repeating this yes all the time. And this is a safety for our life. On this safety, on this yes of God, we can build the house of our life. Human love, as we know, even there are wonderful relations, they are fragile. We cannot find the last safety in those relations. But it's different with the love of God to us. This is always. One big part of the problematic we find in this world that people are not safe, really not safe in their souls. So they're looking for other kinds of safety. And of course they cannot find, because the deepest safety we only have in God and his love. Safety we only find if we are loved. This is an experience also a child makes. If a child is loved, the child is safe. If not, it's not safe. This yes of God in his love is often shadowed by a lot of no's we experience in this world. And if we do not live out of God's love, what we are looking for, what is our basic of our life? We as human beings are very limited. As we know, our mind, our intelligence is darkened, our will is weakened, and we cannot see God as the Catechism is teaching us. So with our limitations, how we can understand all this kind of complexity of the life situations? If we cut the relationship to God in a certain way, we live against ourselves. Instead of this, we should answer to the love of God. This is our deepest answer we can give. All this sounds very simple. God loves us and we answer. But if we discover this, we will see this is the most beautiful thing we ever experienced. This yes of God is so strong that even if we have mistakes, we can realize we are loved. We can make mistakes. Of course, we shouldn't if it's possible. But we have. And God does not go away from us. His love is still working in our heart. The dark sides of our lives are not the most important part. This is what we have to carry to God and to invite Him to touch these dark sides, to turn it and to transform it into light. So we should say yes to God, because His yes is always above us. And there are two forms of yes. One is a very tenderly love of our Father, like a father to a little child, to make Him sure and that we can experience this love, and that this love is always with us and never goes away. But there is a second part of love, which we could say the love which forms us, which educates us, which brings out the real image of God inside of us. We should be children of God, but we should not be childish. As St. Paul says, we should not only have milk, we should have, spiritually speaking, also clear and strong bread. That means that we are able to carry also the cross and to cooperate with the Lord for the salvation of the people. For this kind of mission, we need that God is educating us, that we can grow in love. And this inner education is coming through the Holy Spirit, the love between Father and Son. Though this Holy Spirit teaches us to say Abba to our Father, this very wonderful and tenderly word, and at the same time He is educating us that we are formed and built after the image of the Lord. As we know, Jesus said a wonderful word, we should be perfect like our Father in heaven. But how is this possible? Never we can be complete out of ourselves. It's impossible. But it is possible with God when He gives us His Spirit. And then we can learn to act like God and to think like God, and our whole existence will be transformed by His love. God loves us in the way we understand it. Everybody is loved by Him in His very special existence. God knows us, so He is now forming us with His Holy Spirit. So we need this wonderful yes above us, which God is talking to us. You are my child, I love you. And because I love you, I want that you cooperate with me, that my image will be now formed inside of you, that you can do your mission on earth. And what is your mission? To say that I am the Father, to give testimony of me, of my love to you and to everybody. Because this is what other people need. They have to know who God is, and they have to know about His love.
The Introitus of today says, the earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made.
Misericordia Domini, plena est terra, alleluia. Verbo Dei celi firmati sunt, alleluia, alleluia.